The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Friends, this is Tuesday. It's November the 22nd. And if many of you are my age or older, you remember today was the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I can remember exactly where I was and what I was doing at that time. But anyway, we're a couple of days away from Thanksgiving right now, and we're talking about some happier things. Well, at least one subject is a little bit happier. The other one's kind of a Scrooge. That'll give you a hint of what we have. We have Michelle Imes with us, yes. Right? I got your name yes. Right. And Michelle is with MU Children's Hospital Pediatric Injury Prevention. And you're all about preventing injuries to young kids, right?
Yes.
And how do we do that?
Well, we do it through education and other resources throughout the community is really important. We have a Safe Kids grant that we operate from, and it has tons of resources through pedestrian safety, home safety, helmet safety, and different resources.
Now, people, this is an ongoing program that you have with the hospital,
yes,
correct?
It is, yes.
How are you reaching out to the community with this?
Well, we go to a lot of events throughout the community, and in 2012, we're already planning for all of our events. We also have a Safe Kids Day every year. June 23rd of next year, we're already planning for that day.
And what happens at Safe Kids Day?
Well, we have a lot of different venues there, educating the parents and children how to stay safe in their homes, at play, mm-hmm. and on the way.
We're in the holiday season, the beginning of the holiday season. What is the most important thing that we need to keep in mind for keeping kids safe during the holidays?
Toy safety is a very important topic during this time of the year. And I would say making sure that you're selecting the right toys for your children, age-appropriate toys, mm-hmm. making sure that you don't keep any of those toys, the wrappers on the ground, make sure you throw those away so no choking hazards are
affected. Yeah, and kids like to put things in their mouth.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that if you're getting a toy for a young person that they're not going to be able to pull off something and swallow it and choke on it.
Correct.
Okay.
And batteries are actually something that's on the highlight because there's a lot of toys that are operating with batteries now, mm-hmm. and a lot of those kids are choking on the batteries.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean they're swallowing the batteries?
They're swallowing the batteries, and actually last year there was reported 3,500 injuries from that.
Swallowing batteries?
Yes.
Besides swallowing the batteries and being in your system, there's that battery acid, too.
Yeah, there is.
So you want to keep the kids away from that. If they want more information, Michelle, what can they do?
They can visit our website, www.womensandchildrens.org.
Okay.
Or contact me at Michelle Imes, 916-743-7227.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And you did a wonderful job. And today is a very special day for you, too.
It is.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Best of luck. I hope you have many, many more happy birthdays.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to turn over here. Stay where you are, Michelle, because we've got Todd Davidson with us from Maples Rep Theater. And he brought along a guy who's really not all that nice. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes, I brought Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Scrooge?
Bah! Come back!
Oh, okay. You got to see Mr. Scrooge. Go to KBIA.org, click on Radio Friends, and watch this segment. Mr. Scrooge, you've got just a really mean, mean look on your face. Why?
It's that Merry Christmas thing.
Oh, that bothers you?
I don't like this time of year.
It's not even Christmas yet. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Don't you have a lot to be thankful for?
I have to prepare. Oh. There are always people coming to my shop, soliciting money from me. My taxes already take care of the poor.
Oh, okay, well, Todd,
the best thing about Mr. Scrooge, maybe we'll get him in a better mood, because we're getting ready to celebrate the trial of Ebenezer Scrooge. It's our show that's opening at Maple's Rep.
So, when's the show opening?
It opens Friday.
This Friday.
It runs for three weekends.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Correct. The 25th through December 11th.
And
Mr. Scrooge has sued his visitors from last Christmas, the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future, and Jacob Marley. Yes, he's brought a suit against them.
Oh. Hooligans.
So Mr. Scrooge is
suing the
all
ghosts
of them
because of for what all now? For breaking
ridiculous
and entering?
Things, breaking and entering, slander, attempted kidnapping, outright attempted murder. They tried to show me my own dead body. They tried to induce me into having a heart attack. They'll pay. They'll get their comeuppance.
Mr. Scrooge, don't you think they were trying to help you, though? They were trying to make you a better person. How can you possibly want to sue them for that?
They have to be made to suffer because they inflicted suffering on me, and that's the only thing that's right, and they ought to pay money.
But, well, see, in our show, you'll see that Mr. Scrooge gets his day in court, as do the ghosts.
Oh, the ghosts come back, too?
The ghosts come, and they come and testify, and we learn a lot about the Christmas spirit as a result of this, and just a little inkling. You'll have to come and see, but it may not end out quite as nasty as what you might think.
Oh, are you telling me that Mr. Scrooge may have a change of heart?
Scrooge, you know, his experience last year, he may not talk about it today, but his experience of last year, you know, really has affected him. So we think there's just a glimmer of hope there. And if you come out and see, you'll have an opportunity. And, you know, it's a whole courtroom thing where there's a judge, you know.
So this is not a musical.
No, it's not a musical.
It's not a drama.
It's definitely a comedy. It's for the whole family. Everyone will understand and we'll have a great time there. There's a grandstanding lawyer who, you know, wants to represent the ghosts. Uh-huh. And then there's the curmudgeonly old judge who, he's kind of a, Mr. Scrooge and he have a lot in common. He is kind of the one in this play who really doesn't, you know, he doesn't have much to do with this trial. He wants to get it over with.
Yeah, well, I guess he wants to be home by Christmas.
Well,
right?
I guess so. I don't know if you guys, he seems like he's pretty, I don't know if he'd want to come home for Christmas. He's kind of like Mr. Scrooge. But yes, okay. You'll see all okay. those famous
so
characters.
Is this going to change the way we think of the Christmas story?
It will change the way you think about the Christmas spirit. Once you get through Christmas, it's really kind of about what happens on the other 364 days of the year.
Yeah.
You know, that we shouldn't just be Christmassy at Christmas
right,
time.
Right,
so that's kind of what
we should carry that spirit
that's
throughout.
That's what the theme of the show okay. really is. And okay. Mr. Scrooge has a way of showing us how we can learn that about ourselves.
Okay. Well, Mr. Scrooge, I hope that you have a happy holiday season.
Well, I might have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Yes,
you might,
he does.
But I wish you the very best. And happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Scrooge. Okay? Bah humbug. So the show opens this Friday at Maple's Rep mm-hmm, in Macon. Mm-hmm. And it runs through?
December 11th.
December the 11th. Okay. Yep. And for ticket information, what's the telephone number?
They can call 660-385-2924 or maplesrep.com.
Okay, Todd, thank you so much
Thanks.
For coming by.
Yep.
Out of time for today. Columbia Art League on tomorrow, and The Rainbow House, our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, who also happens to be celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Travis. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. Our audio today is Raymond Tungkar, sitting in for Pat Akers, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.